things that we think just happen just because. Sometimes he lets us realize that it's all because of him and nothing because of us. If you would tonight, take your Bibles, turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 13. Hebrews chapter 13, we'll begin reading in verse number 5 and read down through verse 9. And looking here at these few verses, and especially one particular verse, we'll be using that sort of as a stepping off point and to realize that our Lord is always gracious to us. The Bible says in Hebrews 13:5, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that ye may boldly say, The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end their conversation. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein." Tonight I want us to think about, I guess verse number 8 would be the verse that we would use just sort of as a starting point. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. We have a song in our songbook that we have those words put to music. And I'm glad that every day we wake up, the Lord's always the same. We have changes. We have problems that arise. We make decisions that change minds of ourselves. And we do things differently. But I'm glad the Lord is always there to help us. And He's there. And He never fails. I want us to think tonight upon Jesus never fails. He's the same in the past, He's the same today, and He'll be the same tomorrow. We can understand that. He tells us here in verse number 5, it says to be content with such things as we have. And someone might ask the question, how can we be content with just the things that we have? I believe the answer to that is in the very next statement, because He tells us, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He is our contentment. He is that one that gives us satisfaction of heart, stability of mind, and surety of our soul that one day we shall be with Him. But our text verse number 8, Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, the message sometimes does change that the Lord has given to mankind. When God talked to Adam, He told him, said, don't eat the fruit there in the midst of the garden, that fruit of knowledge, good and evil. That's not the message to you and I. He has a different message for us. When he spoke to Moses, he said, build an ark and bring your family in. He does not tell us to build an ark, but He does tell us to bring the family into the ark of safety. And those things are given to us. And even though the words may be a little different and the manifestations, the way that He deals with Himself in the Old Testament, the Lord revealed Himself sometimes through the revealing of angels and different miraculous things that took place. And Jesus spent 90% of His time on earth without doing any single miracle. But then all of a sudden He began doing miracles, and that's what we remember and what we think of. And He first told His disciples to preach and not go to the Gentiles. And then later He tells His disciples and tells the Apostle Paul, Paul go to the Gentiles. And so He has different ways of dealing with different peoples. And even though these things may change, He is always, His desire is to help us, to those of us that love Him, that we would have the ability to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ. Here in verse number 5 and 6, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. So tonight I want us to just think about how the Lord is always helping us to be content, how that we can have contentment in our life, and what He does and what He gives to us. Same yesterday, today, and forever. We'll deal with Christ's power and some things about His program and the ability that He has to deal with mankind. And we'll deal with His presence with each of us, how that we can present him to a world that's dying without God and without hope. First of all, the power of the Lord is not diminished when everything around us fails. When everything seems hopeless, the power of God is not diminished at all. Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 12, Paul writes to the Philippian church, I know both how to abase and know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. And so when prosperity is not what we think it ought to be, I'm glad the power of Christ is always the same. He has the ability to give to us the things that's needed in our particular life. Paul suffered many times hungers, and he suffered need of life. But in spite of all those things, he said, I'm more than conquerors through Christ that loved me. He tells us in Philippians 4:19 that God should supply all his need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And so when struggles come to our lives, and they come to all of us, and we're dealing with prosperity or maybe finances or ability to do what we desire to do, I'm glad the Lord's ability does not and is not diminished at all. He is still the same as he was yesterday. He can help me today as he did yesterday, and he can help me tomorrow like he has in the days gone by. He can set a table in the wilderness if need be. As they traveled through the wilderness in the Old Testament, they asked the question, can God set a table? And God showed them that he could set a table. And he fed the children of Israel manna from heaven. It was called angel's food. It was called that food that came from God. They got tired of it, and then God gave them another means and another way. But he was able to feed them. In the New Testament, he was able to feed the 5,000. He was at one time with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Then at another time, he fed 4,000 with 7 loaves of bread. And he provided enough for each one of them and had fragments left over. So I believe we can understand that God's power, the Lord's power, is not diminished when man's ability is not there. The disciples asked the Lord, said, what are these 5 loaves of bread in comparison to all these people? What can we do? How can we supply their need? Well, they could not, but Jesus could. I'm glad for everything that we cannot do. I'm glad the Lord can do that for us. And Israel, as they went through the wilderness journey, they began to murmur and complain. They didn't have food, so God gave them food. They complained about not having water. God gave them water. He brought them to a place that was bitter water. And then they put a tree, throw a tree in it. It became sweet water, and God blessed it. And so the ability of our Lord is always there. And when I feel like I'm at my wit's end, and when you feel like you're at your at the last spot of your life, just remember the Lord can supply, and the Lord can give, and the Lord can do whatever he desires. He can give us food. He can give us clothing. He can give us satisfaction. If the Lord, in the book of Matthew, I believe it is, if the Lord can clothe the fields and the lilies of the field, and he knows when a sparrow falls, then he certainly knows what my need is. He knows what your need is. Tonight, as we sit here in this place, every one of us have different needs. Some maybe are known, some are not known. But I'm glad he is able to provide. I'm glad he's able to give. I'm glad his power is not diminished just because I can't do. I can't take care of some things. I can't take care of some issues in lives of people and even issues of my own life. But I'm glad he can do that. He has the ability, and but he is that one that has always been available. If he can clothe the field with the lilies, he can take care of me. If he can feed the fowls of the air, he can feed you and I. And he can give us something to wear. He can give us something to go ahead and serve him, and a satisfaction that is beyond what anything the world has to offer us. A rich man is someone who is content with God, with what God has given him. Doesn't matter how much is in his pocket. Doesn't matter how much is in his bank account, but he's a rich man if he's depending upon the Lord and he's content with what God has given him. Through times of prosperity, we many times look to ourselves, but when prosperity fails, Jesus never fails. He's always there available to help us. So Christ's power is not diminished when everything around us seems to be going haywire and going wrong. And our world certainly is in a terrible, terrible condition tonight. Physically, financially, spiritually, every way you want to look at our world. Our world is in a mess, but it hadn't changed the Lord's power at all. He still has that ability to help us and to take care of us and to take care of the needs that we have. And so His power is not diminished when prosperity fails. His program is not defeated when people fail. People around us continually falter and fail. There was a king one day that was given to the nation of Israel. He was given to Israel because they complained about God's men. And they said, give us a man like everybody else. And God gave them a man by the name of Saul. Saul was a man that, you read his life story, you'll find that he started out pretty good, but he didn't finish well at all. And Saul was a man that failed at the task that was given unto him. Samuel had anointed him to be king over Israel, but yet he rebelled against the Lord time and time again. But that did not change Christ's program. That did not change God's program, and it did not defeat God at all. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse number 23 says, and this is Samuel talking and the Lord talking to Saul. He says, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Saul was a man that had great stubbornness, iniquity, sin in his life. And God told him his sin of witchcraft and the sin of iniquity and idolatry. And he says, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord. Saul, because you rejected the word that God has given through Samuel, he said, he hath also rejected thee from being king. Now, God rejected Saul. It didn't happen immediately, but his time as being king was limited, and God had another man in place, and God puts Samuel in place where that he meets the youngest son of Jesse, and his name was David. And of course, we know the story of David. So when it looked like the plan that everybody thought was right, this is what we want. We want a king. God gave them a king. They couldn't handle the king, and the king couldn't handle the pressure, and the king couldn't handle the prestige that was around him, and he faltered, he failed, and God rejected him. But it doesn't stop there. God's plan was to continue on, that there was a man by the name of David who stepped in place. And in 1 Samuel chapter 16, this is just one chapter over from when the Lord has rejected Saul, and they find David, and he's anointed as king over Israel, but it's a number of years before he takes over the throne. It's a number of years that go by that he is not king, other than one day he knew he would be, and God had anointed him. And the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse number 13, then Samuel took a horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David. Now earlier it says the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul. Saul had no spiritual understanding at all. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. And so David is anointed as king. God has a plan, and nothing we do or do not do will diminish the program or will defeat the plan that God has for mankind. God may close a door, but He'll open another door somewhere else. God may call different ones to different positions and different places in order for His program to be established and for His will to be given, and that we might be able to follow the directive that God gives to us, that we can go and tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ. God's plan will always work. He has a perfect will. It's called the purpose of God. And just because certain things falter, just because certain men fail, just because certain people get out of the will of God, does not change the effect at all of the will of God and the plan of God. So David replaced Saul. In the New Testament, Judas, one of the 12 disciples, of course he's the one that betrayed the Lord, planted a kiss of betrayal upon him, and Matthias replaced Judas. And then later on, the Apostle Paul is placed in position of work. And so God continues His work even though people fail. Somebody says, how is the Lord going to continue to work in America? God can work in America any way He so chooses to do. And He doesn't have to have me. He doesn't have to have other people. God has His will, has His way. And when we fail, God's plan and His program continues on. And so Jesus never fails. Doesn't matter what's around us. Doesn't matter who falters and fails. Doesn't matter prosperity, friends, family, relatives, whatever it might be. It does not matter. God's program will continue on. His power will not be diminished. His program will not be defeated. And His presence will not be disturbed. God has promised, I'll be with you always. He says, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, that next verse says, we can then boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what men shall do unto me. And so we find tonight that the program of the Lord continues on. The presence of God is always there. There are times when our families may fail. There are times when our friends may fail. There are times when they may leave us in the depths of despair, but God will never leave us. He is there to help us. He never fails. Jesus is always present. The Bible tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 16, Paul writes this young preacher Timothy, he says, at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. Paul had gone through the pressures of losing friends. He said, everybody forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, that all the Gentiles might hear, and was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Paul says here, there's a time when everybody forsook him. Have you ever felt really, really alone? I'm glad we're not alone. He's there to help us. He's there to be our guide and our director. Paul says here that no one stood with him. All men forsook him. He said, and I pray the Lord doesn't lay that to their charge. He don't put that on their account. And then that next verse, he says, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me. Well, I'll tell you what, when you have the Lord stand, well, you don't need anybody else. When the Lord stands by your side, you don't have to have a number with you. And so the Lord stood with me and the Lord strengthened me. He understood that maybe his partners had deserted him. There was a man by the name of John Mark forsook him. Demas, another man, forsook Paul. But yet the Lord stood with him. When everything is gone, whether it be our parents, our children, our spouse, when everything else is gone, thank God He is still there. He's there to comfort us. He's there to strengthen us. He's there to help us. He's there for power. He says here that the Lord stood with him and strengthened him. Give him encouragement. Gave him the strength to do what he needed to do in the work work of the Lord. He is there for performing God's will, that by the preaching of the Word of God might be fully known to those that might hear. Paul, a preacher of the gospel, a minister of the message of salvation, and he says he did this, performing God's will, that he might be able to preach and the message of God be fully known to those that would need to hear salvation and hear the things of the Lord. Thank God he's there for our protection. Paul says, he even delivered me out of the mouth of the lion. Doesn't matter what comes our way, God can help us. God can deliver us. And he delivered Paul, he delivered Daniel, he delivered others out of many different situations. He has delivered you. I'm sure you can go back in your personal walk with the Lord. There's been times that God delivered you and helped you in certain things, in certain ways. And thank God he's there. The adversary, the devil, he's waiting and lurking to destroy us and to defeat us. And I'm glad greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And so the presence of the Lord is always there with us. Jesus never fails. Our main enemy is the wicked one, the devil. He's called the lion. And I'm glad the Lord will deliver us even out of his presence and one day out of his possession. Then lastly tonight, I'm having real trouble. Christ's plan is not discarded when our purpose fails, when we're not able to do, when we're not able to give our 100%. I'm glad God still can help us and God can direct us. Many times our goals and our dreams maybe are shattered. Sometimes our plans are ruined. Our efforts don't seem to be able to succeed. And I'm glad the Lord has a plan for our life and He will help us. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 18, "And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto His heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever." The plan that God has for us will be perfected in us. It will continue. God can use my failures. God can use your weaknesses and your failures in order to mold us into a more successful child of God. His plan will purify us. Even our disappointments can make us better and certainly should not make us bitter, because God works with us. We're in His mold and He moves upon us as He so chooses, and He plans that He will prosper us, that we will continue. Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 8 says, "The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success." God can make our way prosperous, and God can make our way have good success. Jesus never fails. He never makes a mistake. He never makes a wrong choice. He never fails. I fail. I make wrong choices, but I can trust Him in knowing, believing, and knowing that He will always lead me and guide me in the ways that should be, that I would not be carried away about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing. Here the Scripture says, it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, to establish us that we might go on forward for Him. I'm glad we can trust Him, we can believe upon Him, we can serve Him, and we can rejoice because we can keep looking up. He is coming. I thank God tonight we know that, and we just stay true to our Lord until He does arrive for us. Let's stand together tonight and we'll